You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Political tensions are reported in Russia, where President Vladimir Putin has abruptly replaced his longtime chief of staff with a low-profile younger aide. The dismissal of Sergei Ivanov is seen as the latest in a series of reported moves by the Russian leader to rid himself of members of the old guard. Stefan Boss reports.
In what appeared a tightly choreographed broadcast by Russian state television, Russian President Vladimir Putin briefly thanked his longtime chief of staff for his work. But he also made clear it was time for 63-year-old Sergei Ivanov to move on. Putin said he respected Ivanov's alleged request for another less prestigious job, the presidential advisor for the environment and transportation.
Уважаемый Сергей Борисович, мы с вами много лет работаем вместе.
Sitting behind a table, President Putin says, respected Sergei Borisovich, we have been working together for many years, and we worked successfully. I am pleased with how you completed your duties in the areas you were charged with. I well remember our agreement about your request not to keep you in this current position for more than 4 years. So I understand your decision to have another job. And I really believe that you will use all your knowledge and experience to work efficiently in a new position. Yet it's another setback for the outgoing Ivanov. He had been in senior position since Putin won his first presidential term in 2000. Initially, Ivanov became his defense minister. When Putin had to move into the prime minister seat in 2008 due to term limits, Ivanov had been considered even his likely successor. But Kremlin insiders say he ruined his chances by prematurely celebrating his expected nomination. Instead, Putin chose Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev as his placeholder for the following 4 years. When Medvedev obediently stepped down after one term to allow Putin reclaim the presidency in 2012, Ivanov was named the Kremlin's chief of staff, a job with broad authority. Fast forward, the Russian leader now wants one of Ivanov's former and younger deputies, 44-year-old Anton Vaino, as his new chief of staff. Vaino quickly made clear his priorities. Vaino tells Putin, I consider that the main task of the administration is to maintain your work as the head of state. This is subject to legislative activity and the control function of implementing your decrees, including the May decrees. Behind the smiles, analysts see Putin's increasing wariness with his close lieutenants, who had known him even before his ascent to the presidency. Commentators suggested 63-year-old Putin may want to avoid projecting the image of an aging leader at a time of economic challenges at home and Russia's direct and indirect involvement in conflicts such as in Syria and Ukraine. Ivanov is the latest casualty in Putin's campaign to rid himself of long-serving members of his entourage. In the past year, Russian railway chief Vladimir Yakunin, anti-narcotics czar Viktor Ivanov, and Kremlin security chief Yevgeny Murov have all lost their jobs. All are men in their 60s and all long-time acquaintances of the president. Another long-time associate, Andrei Balyaninov, who knew Putin since the times they both were KGB secret service officers in East Germany, lost his job as customs chief last month after investigators searched his home and found hundreds of thousands of dollars stashed in shoeboxes. Among the new appointees to senior government jobs are also former officers of the Kremlin security guard and stolid clerks who hadn't been known to the public. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Buss, reporting.